But we're advancing. We're advancing. We have to get them to admit into the conversation the existence of special effects. And now I have what I think could be a debunk. It occurred to me today that everything we see is from the perspective of an audience member sitting in their seat looking at the magicians on a stage. We don't really see the fourth wall. We don't see from their perspective. And this is a key point. Even when they show somebody doing a spacewalk looking at the Earth, you see them looking at it. You rarely get, well, you don't get a full view. But I was thinking, in 23 years, we have not seen one example of an astronaut casually levitating sideways. I'm talking 90 degrees. Now, there are times where you see them gliding across the floor, like just gliding on a wire, like a clothesline, which is probably what they're using, clotheslines. And you see them dangling all the time, like marionettes. But what we don't see is we don't see them stationary, horizontal, flying sideways, and just casually hanging out. You think that somebody would lay down like they're in a swimming pool, kick their legs for fun, and just levitate sideways. They don't do it. Why? Because they can't. Because if they're sideways, you'd see their skin sagging to that one side. The hair would flap to one side. The clothes would dangle down that one side. They can only do their tricks vertically, upside down or not. They have to be up and down. And that's because that's why their clothes are tucked in. They have these nicely pressed, starched, I mean, they have a dry cleaners up in the ISS because their khakis are always just so well starched and pressed. And their shirts are always too tight. Like they're eating very well for eating astronaut food. They must really love that paste or whatever they're eating because they fill out their clothes. They look like stuffed sausages and they've got their tight belts. And that's because they don't want you to see the harnesses. And we see the harnesses all the damn time. Anyway, I don't even pretend to believe, but I'm just suggesting here that we've never seen astronauts levitating parallel to the floor and talking. They have to do it in motion because that's easy to fake. Just another thing that I would categorize as what is conspicuously missing but should be there. Like oftentimes, and this is almost always the case with magic tricks, the trick is revealed by what you don't see, not by what they show you. And the space station is a magic show for children, and it should fool children. I don't know if it does. I honestly believe that if you had some kind of a study where you had science fiction, video game, and ISS footage juxtaposed, people would not know the difference if they weren't told in advance. And I plan to test this, by the way. I plan to get experts in the field of animation because I'm going to hire them to do some work, to give me professional opinions. And I'm going to see how many of them will destroy their professional opinions over maintaining an impossible to defend position. We'll see, but you don't have an excuse, you know, in 2024 to still fall for some of these cheap tricks. But it's just funny that he says, this is not even possible. Green screens and wires are not even remotely possible. As a rule, anything they can fake in the movies, they can fake in the news. So this is just someone who's completely unaware and programmed. It's useful to study. And I was 100% just instigating a little bit because we want to expose the architecture of the deception. All right, let's go ahead and see who has arrived. I have about 83 already. This is